Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland.
And I'm Angino. And joining us live from New York, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Jill, welcome to KDKA Radio. Great to have you.
You know, we got to pick a different day to do this because every day, every Thursday when we have to talk about the job situation, it's a super downer.
Just saying. And the way the numbers have been over the past several weeks.
Until it gets better.
All right. That sounds good.
The way that it's been over the past several weeks, it's been around that 800,000 plus number consistently. And I'm also understanding that the real number is actually north of a million once you look at other pandemic unemployment assistance programs coupled in with regular unemployment. Is that true?
Yes. But, you know, maybe the best and broadest way to think about these weekly claims is that the number of people who are filing these new claims for unemployment benefits, it's remaining pretty stubborn at this level. The total number of people receiving some sort of unemployment assistance is now starting to come down. We've got to watch this part of it. This is, again, the folks who get their state unemployment benefits, but they also get through the federal government's program, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Plan, some emergency measures. So that's at about 25 million. I think we peaked at 33 million. So 25 million is an awful lot of people, guys. I mean, it's just a huge number. Directionally, if we start to see this slowly come down, that would be good news. It wouldn't mean that we're out of the woods, but it would certainly be a statement that maybe things are at least holding at a rotten level, not getting a lot worse.
So, Jill, when we look at places like California, where they say they're just so, they have such a backlog and I guess a little bit of fraud too, that they're just not processing claims. Could we see that backlog situation spread across the country?
Yeah, it depends. You know, it's so strange that we're talking about state unemployment systems technology. But let's go there because as one state unemployment worker explained to me, he said, you know what? Our systems are like Betamax. Okay, that's an old reference, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. That is not VHS. That is not even cassette. That is like 8-track tape kind of technology. Old, old, old technology. And one of the problems has been with the pandemic, the numbers are so large that the system is being inundated. And then the technology that is trying to hold it together is sort of like held together with spit and masking tape. So could there be more of these problems throughout many of the states? Sure. I think the larger issue right now, as we come to the end of this week and we look at Washington, D.C., we say, you know, it just does not look like there's going to be a stimulus bill passed, a small one, a big one. It doesn't, they're not getting it together. And that means that we've got millions of Americans who are teetering on the edge. And I think this is really important because economists are not just, you know, wonks who sit around and say, how do we get, you know, consumption up? They say, hey, there are real people here who need help. And when you think about, oh, you know, gosh, the debt, the deficit, all these other issues, at the end of the day, the first thing that our obligation to, is to make sure that all these people, through no fault of their own, by the way, mm-hmm. are actually being taken care of.
Yeah, when you talk about the people who are in need at this point, without getting stimulus, what does it ultimately mean? How, are we looking at, can you put a number on job losses? Can you put a number on business closings? Can you look? Can you put a number on municipalities and states that are going to continue to have difficult economic times moving forward? Is there a way of quantifying this?
Yes, and you're not going to like it. I mean, basically right now we know we have almost 11 million fewer positions out there than we had before the pandemic. That is more than we had in the whole Great Recession, by the way. And that's like the good news, because it was 22 million. Now it's more like a little less than 11 million. So we know that without help, a lot of the people who are receiving unemployment are going to have a hard time paying their bills. We have food insecurity that is rising. We have folks who could be facing evictions or foreclosures on the rise. And when you talk about small businesses and large businesses, we're just talking about out-and-out business failure. And one economist I just interviewed this morning said something very interesting, because I said, well, shouldn't we take care of people and not companies? And he said, you know, one way to maybe think about this is that, you know, we really do want to take care of individuals. There's no doubt about it. But there is also a case to be made for corporations, because, you know, households are the source of economic demand. And so when we send them money on a weekly basis, they spend that money. But corporations are the sources of the jobs. So right now, out of, I was looking at the restaurant industry, it looks like that we're about to lose 100,000 restaurants in this country. We know that retailers are closing at the number of stores that are closing the highest pace ever. And we are seeing more bankruptcies in the retail sector. So all this is bad news. However, the good news is that we are, in fact, able to see we are able to actually help stave this off as long as Congress acts.
And Jill, before we let you go on this sunny Thursday, what do we make from the time of year? We're now kind of approaching, we're in fall, we'll soon be in winter. Will that make a difference?
I will say the biggest difference it makes is that, of course, the time of year is such that the virus could start rearing its ugly head in some places that saw a dip during the summer. And remember, we're very hyper-focused on the virus. The path of the virus will really start to determine the path of the economic progress or recovery. Also, we'll talk about this next week, but next week, get ready, gang. It is the beginning of the holiday shopping season, and it's starting next week. We're going to talk about what does that mean? What are retailers trying to do? What are you going to do during this holiday season? You guys making your Thanksgiving plans? My family, we're all about the Zoom. We're not going to do a physical Thanksgiving because there's too many elderly relatives.
Yeah.
Yep.
Zooming
too.
Yeah. Zooming through Thanksgiving, everybody having their own little family dinners and then try to connect for a little while online for a bit. I think it's just a wise thing to do. We'll talk more about that in holiday shopping coming up next week with Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, joining us out of New York. Jill, thank you very much for your time.
Take care.
Thanks, Jill.